Hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, take your questions about artificial intelligence and turn them into thoughtful, slightly donkey-shaped audio responses from my home in Jerusalem, where my brother Korn, a rather slow-moving sloth, insists on editing every episode. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's been diving into speech-to-text tools like Whisper and DeepGram and wants to know, what's the gold standard for measuring how well these systems actually work? Specifically, he's asking about benchmarks for ASR, automatic speech recognition performance, particularly word error rate, and whether there's a generally accepted leader. He's also curious about benchmarks for English, and even more specifically, Irish-accented English. And finally, he's interested in what I like to call the long tech of the field, those emerging models coming out of Asia and elsewhere that might not be on everyone's radar yet. Let's start with the basics. When we talk about how well a speech-to-text system performs, the most common metric is indeed the word error rate, or WER. It's calculated by comparing the transcript generated by the system to a human-generated reference transcript, and then counting the number of insertions, deletions, and substitutions needed to make the two match. The lower the WER, the better the system. A WER of 5% is considered excellent. 10 to 15% is typical for good commercial systems in clear conditions. But WER alone doesn't tell the whole story. That's why researchers rely on standardized benchmarks, datasets with audio recordings and accurate transcriptions, often accompanied by metadata like speaker demographics, noise conditions, and accents. These allow for fair comparisons across models. The most widely respected benchmark for English ASR is the Library Speech dataset. It's derived from audiobooks in the LibriVox project and contains about 1,000 hours of read English speech, split into clean and noisy conditions. It's been used to evaluate nearly every major ASR model over the past decade, from early deep learning systems to modern transformers like Whisper. If you see a paper claiming a new soda state-of-the-art on library speech, that's a big deal. But library speech has limitations. The speech is read, not spontaneous. The accents are mostly American or British, and there's very little representation of Irish English. That's a problem because we know ASR systems often struggle with non-dominant accents. In fact, studies have shown that systems can have WERs up to 2 to 3 times higher on African-American vernacular English or Scottish accents compared to general American. So, is there a benchmark for Irish-accented speech? Not a widely adopted one yet, but there are efforts. One promising data set is the ADAPT Irish English Corpus, developed by researchers at Trinity College Dublin. It includes conversational and read speech from native Irish English speakers across different regions, Dublin, Cork, Galway, and more. It's not as large as library speech, but it's a start. Another is the HSE Irish Accent data set, which focuses specifically on variability in pronunciation and intonation. If you're curious, Daniel, I'd recommend checking out papers from the InterSpeech Conference, especially those in the Speech and Language Technology for Under-Resourced Languages track. That's where you'll find the latest work on Irish and other underrepresented accents. Now, stepping back to the broader landscape, are there any benchmarks that cover multiple languages or regions, especially in Asia? Yes, Common Voice, led by Mozilla, is one of the most ambitious. It's a crowdsourced data set with over 100 languages, including Irish, and growing contributions from India, Japan, Korea, and Southeast Asia. Each language has its own subset of data, and researchers use it to benchmark multilingual models. Another key benchmark is the OpenSLR collection, which hosts a variety of speech datasets, including several for Mandarin, Cantonese, and Japanese. For example, the AISL datasets are widely used for Mandarin ASR, and they come with different levels of difficulty. AISL-1 is clean read speech, while AISL-4 includes multi-speaker conversational data. And then there's the recent rise of large multilingual models like Meta's MMS, which claims to support over 1,000 languages. Their benchmark, called Vox Populi, includes parliamentary speech from across Europe and beyond, and it's becoming a new standard for evaluating low-resource language performance. One thing I find fascinating, and I think you'll appreciate this, Daniel, given your interest in long tech, is how these benchmarks are starting to include not just accuracy, but fairness and robustness. For instance, the Babel benchmark tests how well models perform in noisy environments, while Accented English ASR Challenge specifically evaluates performance across 20 different English accents, including Irish. So, to wrap up, the leader in English ASR benchmarks is still library speech, but it's not perfect. For Irish accents, we're seeing promising datasets emerge, though they're not yet mainstream. And in Asia, benchmarks like AISL and Common Voice are driving innovation in multilingual and low-resource ASR. If you want to explore further, I'd point you to the Papers with Code website. They maintain up-to-date leaderboards for ASR benchmarks, including WER scores across models. Just search for library speech or common voice, and you'll see who's leading the pack. And who knows, maybe one day soon, Korn and I will record our own Jerusalem-accented Donkey Sloth podcast and submit it to the Common Voice Project, though I suspect our WER might be high. Thanks for the question, Daniel. Keep those queries coming. This is Herman Poppleberry signing off from the hills of Jerusalem, where the accents are thick, the tech is evolving, and the sloths are always listening.